The investigation continues into Friday's mass shooting at Mayfair Mall in Wauwatosa. 8 people were wounded, and a 15-year-old has been arrested as the alleged shooter. Wauwatosa police said yesterday that 2 other individuals connected to the incident or the teenager have also been arrested. Charges have yet to be announced. Meanwhile, 2 new efforts to reduce gun violence are underway in the Milwaukee area. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
One new plan involves having City of Milwaukee firefighters, when responding to an emergency call, hand out free gun safety locks to people who want one. The gun locks, which use a small cable and padlock through the firing mechanism or barrel to prevent a gun from firing, will also be available at Milwaukee fire stations. About $5,000 from the Milwaukee County Division of Behavioral Health is paying for the giveaway. Prevention coordinator Nzinga Khalid says one goal of the gun locks is to deter people from committing suicide.
Firearm suicide make up half of all suicides. Guns aren't the most common way to attempt suicide, but they are the most fatal. Firearm suicides make up almost 2/3 of all gun-related deaths. And for youth, the risk of dying by suicide is 4 to 10 times higher in homes with guns. By distributing gun locks, we hope to prevent these tragedies.
Khalid says people asking for a gun lock will not have to give any personal information. The City of Milwaukee Office of Violence Prevention is also a partner in the effort. It comes as Milwaukee is struggling with a record number of homicides this year. A Journal Sentinel database puts the latest total at 172, with guns being the cause of death in 88% of the cases. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says many other local shootings leave people wounded. He says that includes young people, mentioning 13 and 14-year-olds injured in the last few days. And Barrett says the alleged shooter at Mayfair is 15.
Now, what I don't know is I don't know who had the gun or how they got the gun. We have seen a pretty dramatic increase in the number of seized guns this year from the Milwaukee Police Department. In the wrong hands, and guns that are accidentally discharged are 2 issues that we should be able to deal with much, much more effectively.
Barrett also has an emphatic safety message for parents with a gun in their house.
Lock the gun. Lock the gun up.
The Milwaukee Fire Department also says coming soon, but not yet, the free gun locks will be available at COVID-19 testing stations in the city. Another local campaign involving the Office of Violence Prevention and Milwaukee volunteers urges people to put guns down.
Yeah, every day more of the same, man, it's getting rough. But if we really want to change, gotta start with us. We gotta silence all the violence, we done had enough. It's time to put the guns down and lift each other up.
That Milwaukee-produced song and a video titled Put 'Em Down are largely the idea of Tracy Dent, founder of the local groups Voices Against Violence and the Milwaukee Coalition Against Hate. Dent says he hopes music reaches what he views as the key people.
My target audience is the ones that actually, you know, hate to say it, but, you know, the ones that listen to a certain type of hip-hop music is the majority of the ones that's committing the violence and stuff like that.
While nationally, some music supporters say America has a gun problem, not a hip-hop problem, Dent says at least one local radio station, V100, is featuring Put 'Em Down on its website. He says he also hopes the song gets a lot of play through social media. Reggie Moore directs the Office of Violence Prevention. He says the song is an example of what artists and activists can do to help reduce gun violence. But Moore emphasizes the entire community has a role to play.
You know, even if it's looking out for the neighbors on your block, making sure that people have food who are struggling, and doing everything that we can to take care of each other.
So far this year, 79% of Milwaukee homicide victims are male, 73% are black, and 67% are between the ages of 18 and 39. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.